It's a good point when you go behind. It's a good point. But, you know, we're making it life hard for ourselves at the moment. You know, it's a great start, a great worked goal to put us 1-0 up. And we have a couple of great chances after that. We have a great 1v1. We have another clear cut. We then have another one we will in the second half where it's harder to miss the goal. So we're making life difficult for us. And their two goals, you know, they're poor from our point of view. The first one's poor. The 1v1 defending's not good enough. It's too easy to waltz into our box and bend it in. The second one is actually a foul on Sean. I've watched it back at the time. That was my argument. It was a foul at the time. It could have been deemed a soft, but when a player blatantly looks for our player and then checks him as he's trying to go and attack the ball, it is clear foul and the refs missed that. But we've still got to do better. So we find ourselves behind. And I thought the second half, we tweaked a couple of things. We went for it. And we thoroughly deserved to get back in it.
More than just a tweak, I thought, half-time. Quite a formation change. Was that because you'd seen something, or was it because of the wind, or a combination?
I'm going to say tactical genius from the manager, but no one will believe me. So I might as well... we just felt that we was going to have to chase the game. They were going to be fragile. And when you chase a game, there's one or two systems that I think can cause a lot of problems. So we went to it. We you know, we didn't want to lose. We wanted to win. And I felt we could score enough goals to win. And we had enough chances. It was only late on when we was trying to win it so much that we almost lost it at the end. And that wasn't anything other than we were too gung-ho.
Players seemed to enjoy it. There was a real joy and a freedom. It was very fluid.
Yeah. You know, it's at this stage of the season, everyone's fighting. First half, you know, they haven't played three at the back for a while now. All of a sudden, they play three at the back. So you have to adapt to that as soon as the team sheet comes out. So we try to get ourselves ready for that. But we didn't do enough things well enough in the first half, and yet still could have had two or three goals. But second half, it was, you know, when you're chasing a game, you can look a good team chasing a game, but it's hard work. You know, the players are very tired in there, and it is hard work trying to chase a game. But we've managed to dig out a point, and every point's important at the moment.
It is only a point, but we've been on this disappointing run as far as results has been. You're looking for turning points in that kind of thing. Did we have it today? Because James Shea makes a save at one end when their guy really was in a clear in. And then we go up to the other end and score. So have we had that moment now, do you think?
Well, you don't know. I'm still ruining Tom Elliott's 1v1 miss in the first half because, you know, the other day we had chances to go one up and two up and disallowed goals that shouldn't have been. And all we can do, all I can do as staff is keep the spirits high, keep the confidence levels in the boys and keep trying to attack teams and cause problems. You know, that's all we can do. And that's what we're trying to do every game.
Confidence must have improved in the last over the last two or three games, though, just for the performances.
Yeah, absolutely. Going forward, you know, really, really happy with what we're doing, but we do need to tighten up. We've conceded two goals in one game, two goals in another, and you can't keep scoring three to win a game. So we have to tighten up things at the back.
It's a point on the road. A point on the road's always good. But during this poor run, we've been picking up points regularly at home, so we need to keep that going on Saturday.
Yeah, we need to try. I think we're unbeaten in the league for a while at home. So we need to try and keep that going. But Walsall are in good form and, you know, we've got to try and master that. So we've got to get these boys' bodies back where they need to be first. But we're trying our best and that's all we can do. We're trying our best. We're trying to attack. We're trying to score. We just need to stop them going in the other end.